Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Father, and our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A prophet like Moses. I will raise up for you a prophet like Moses. The Lord knows we need one. But who is the prophet? Moses, God's spokesman, would not enter into the promised land of Canaan. You might remember the reading from Exodus 17 back on Septuagesima. There, Moses was instructed to strike the rock to make water flow from it. At that time, he followed the word of the Lord. But another time later in the wilderness wandering, Moses had it up to here with Israel. The Lord spoke to Moses, telling him to merely speak to that same rock for water to flow. However, to show his anger at Israel, he struck the rock like he would have struck Israel if given the chance. And in that moment, and likely others along the way, Moses was seen in a way that clouded Israel's ability to see the Lord properly. Time for a change. But change is not what they wanted. Not really. Who would lead Israel? Who would mediate between God and man? Who will talk to God face to face and mouth to mouth like Moses had? Who would perform those great signs and awful wonders? Who will be the new Moses? The Lord knows we need one. People of Israel never fared well without a strong leader. Truth be told, they struggled to be faithful even with a strong one. And here they are in the wilderness, about to lose Moses. Who will fill his shoes? Joshua? Partially. But there's no prophet like Moses. The book of Deuteronomy closes by making that claim that no prophet like Moses had arisen as of yet. There's no prophet who has ever or will ever have a face-to-face, mouth-to-mouth relationship with the Lord like Moses. Nor will there be a man doing such signs and terrifying wonders. But God said that he would raise up one like Moses. Who is the prophet? We still want that prophet, that charismatic leader, that strong personality. It's funny and ironic that we consider Moses a strong and charismatic leader when he begged God to send someone else way back at the burning bush. He said he didn't speak well, for instance. But here we are, talking about him, being charismatic, a sweet-tongued speaker. That's all we want, a prophet who will right all the wrongs, a prophet who will part the political waters, and be not only a prophet, but also our bread king. We'll talk about that on Sunday. A bread king who can give us all of our wants and all of our needs. Who can bring us through this barren wasteland. God knows we need such a prophet. To this day, who can look upon God and live? Who can perform great signs and wonders apart from cheap parlor tricks? Who? Unless you hold on to the hope and belief that one day you'll be this prophet, allow me to burst the bubble right now. No earthly man can be a prophet like Moses. Joel Osteen sure isn't. And Luther wasn't that prophet either. And no one else is for that matter either. No earthly man can be a prophet like Moses. But God knows that we need one. And God does know, and he remembers. And so he has raised up from among the people of Israel a prophet like Moses. Not a mere man, but the God-man, Jesus Christ. A prophet like Moses who carries out all manners of signs and wonders, who calms the storms and walks on water, who heals the sick and restores the sight of the blind. He it is who casts out demons and faces down Satan in the wilderness. He it is who does not grow impatient or angry with his feeble and often foolish flock who follow him. It is this one. This is who Jesus is. A prophet like Moses who overcomes sin, death, and the grave and leads his people not only to the shore of the river, but actually into the true promised land of everlasting life. For he has gone into the water and passed through it, and now leads us through as well. This new prophet, the Lord Jesus Christ, has borne the sins of the world and has carried our sorrows. He has absorbed the wrath of God over our sin. This new prophet, who is also priest, has gone behind the curtain once and for all, having poured out his very own blood upon the mercy seat of God. This prophet is not only a prophet and a priest, but he is prophet, priest, and king. And he has established his kingdom by that same blood. He has made you a people of his own possession by this very act as well. The prophet like Moses has indeed come, Jesus Christ. God knows that we needed him and still need him. Many were the prophets in line fulfilled in Christ Jesus. And many more are those who have filled the pastoral prophetic office since. But none are the prophets like Moses because God knows we needed someone more, someone far greater. We needed the Lord God to become man himself. We needed the Lord Jesus. And the Lord has raised him up in more ways than one. In the holy and blessed name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit bless you and preserve you unto life everlasting. Amen.